call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex. And we are all children of sex. We may or may not be children of God, but we are all children of sex with a capital X. And sex is what we talk about here on the Dr. Susan Block Show on Radio Suzy One. Sex, love, life, death, politics, porn, a little bit of corn as well. You know, sex is a comedy, not a tragedy, and it's kind of a funny, corny comedy sometimes, especially when you mix porn and the other kind of celebrity, you know. We're going to talk more about that in a moment, but first I want to introduce our porn star guest, the fabulous, boobalicious, bodacious Sarah J. Welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Susan Block Show.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I haven't seen you in a couple years.
I know. I think it's probably been 2 or 3 years since I've been here.
Since 2007 in spring.
Oh, okay.
It was spring. We did the Spring Fever
show. You're right.
Yeah. So it's spring again, almost.
It is.
Pretty much.
It is, depending on where you're at.
I think it's pretty springy right now. The weather is beautiful here in Los Angeles.
People are getting frisky.
Yeah. Mating and dating and fornicating.
Absolutely.
And how about you?
Yeah, all of those things.
All those things. Mating, dating, and fornicating.
Mm-hmm. Especially the last one.
The last one. That's kind of what you do.
That is what I do.
You're a real dynamic porn star.
I've been around for a little while, yeah.
Well, I mean, in 2007, when you were on the Spring Fever show in our other place... Mm-hmm. It seemed like you were kind of just entering the scene.
You know, I never lived in Los Angeles, so I have actually had quite a longer porn career than it seems, because I would just dip in for a moment and dip out for a moment and dip in for a moment and dip out for a moment.
I thought guys dip in and out of you.
That too, for sure.
Yeah.
But I actually started when I was 23.
Oh, well, 32, but that was just a couple years ago. where are you from?
I'm originally from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ohio girl, the swing state, you know, go either way.
Yeah.
And so can you.
Yeah, that's either way in the Bible Belt, that is.
Right. Well, that's true. But I mean, they sometimes vote Democratic or Republican,
right.
I guess. They're more working class Democratic, not like us California blue state, you know, liberal hippies here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what do you consider yourself, or what was your upbringing? Was it conservative? Or
no,
liberal?
Not at all. I was brought up very liberal in a very conservative area.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my neighborhood and my school and everything was very, very conservative, and my family was very liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, and
everybody
when did
to
you
hang
first
out at my
have
house?
Sex? What was your first what's your first sexual memory?
I didn't have sex until I was 18, but I can remember like masturbating when I was like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
So you just kinda touched yourself?
Yeah, I would hump the blankets.
The blankets?
I still hump the blankets sometimes.
Very good. That's very resourceful.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just kind of did it because it felt good. Did you actually have an orgasm or not?
I don't know. I don't think I had an orgasm when I was like 4 or 5. But yeah, I think I would wake myself up in the middle of the night. Like,
yeah.
It just felt good.
When was your first orgasm?
I was 11.
Really?
Yeah. I got finger banged.
Oh, finger bang.
Mm-hmm, that's one of my favorite things.
Wow. Yeah, and was this a boyfriend or just a guy?
Yeah, it was just a guy.
Yeah.
Just a random guy.
A random guy. Yeah. And suddenly his fingers were inside Sarah J. I wonder if he ever washed that finger.
Right?
Never.
He probably did and now regrets it.
Yeah, he probably watches your videos and thinks, damn, why did I wash that finger? So then you didn't have intercourse for a while. Why was that?
I liked older men, and I didn't want them to get in trouble.
Interesting. No, that's very responsible of you.
I know, isn't it? My first boyfriend was 36, and I was 18.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, why do you think you went for these old guys?
Well,
I'm an only child, and I was always raised around adults, and I was just very familiar with adults and the way adults speak
to
each other.
You talking to adults and hanging out with adults.
Absolutely.
Right. Kids were just doing kid stuff.
Yeah, and I think I was more used to speaking to adults than children.
And then you became an adult star.
Yeah.
About 4 years after your first sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
How was your first sexual intercourse? Was it good? Was it with an older guy?
Yeah, it was with an older guy. He was 36. I was 18. And no, it was okay. I mean, if I was to rate it on a scale of 1 to 10, it was right at like a 4.5, probably.
Wow, you didn't have an orgasm.
You know, I didn't, but I had had them before, and I'd had them like briefly thereafter. So that wasn't that big of a deal. It didn't last as long as I thought it was, and it just seemed kind of uneventful.
Well, it just shows the guy wasn't very good.
Yeah, well,
you know. I mean, this was your big night. Did he know it was your big night?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There was, like, the Mike Tyson fight on TV.
I think that didn't turn you on? What's the matter with you?
Right?
What does turn you on? What's the surefire way to give you an orgasm? Just in case anybody gets lucky enough to try.
Right. Well, as far as like turning me on and revving me up to get me in the direction of an orgasm, I like tease. I like to see, women shaking and like, you know, I'd love to go to strip clubs and get lap dances and all that stuff. But I'd love to give head more than anything. Like that really gets me.
Give hot. Head.
Yeah, I'd love to give
You're
head.
You're not just saying that because, of course, that makes all your fans just love you more. And actually, right now...
No, actually, they're the ones that tell me that I like to give head. They're like, oh, you love it.
You love to give head.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. I have several different perfectly clean dicks here. I mean, and we have condoms as well.
Mm.
So, you know, we've got it all. You can choose African American, Caucasian, green.
Can we get some tips on giving head?
We're going to get some. Okay, tips.
But you can't talk while you're giving head.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
No, but yeah, absolutely. They're all so pretty.
Yeah.
You even have a pretty white one in here. I like that.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah.
That big balls.
It's fat. It's stocky. This is a stocky cock, right?
It's a stocky cocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm definitely in favor of, like, using my hands. Like, I think it's really important to use your hands because why not? Like,
right.
Yeah.
Especially with a big one.
If it feels good, do it.
You can kind of make your hands feel like they're part
of
your mouth.
Or, feel like you're part of your mouth. Yeah, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you always want to, like, hang out
with
the balls.
How about your boobs?
Do
you use your boobs, too?
Sometimes, but... my boobs are so big, honestly, that, like, unless the guy, like, asks for it, I always feel like it makes the dicks look small.
I'm not a guy, and that is my dick, though. Could I ask for it? Can you take the top off, though, for this part? My dick fell out.
There we go.
Oh, there you go. Yes, very nice.
Yeah.
Except his balls are crooked.
Yeah.
So, you can't reach it, but it's okay. He's happy there anyway.
Yeah, so...
Okay, so now...
I like to use my hands. I like to make sure it's
put
really,
your mouth
really
over to the... lube.
Because I'm out
lube,
of spit.
Lube.
Just a little lube would be nice. I have a sore throat today.
Yeah,
okay. So I'm a little bit out of spit.
How about olive oil?
That's fine.
Olive oil,
something
yeah.
slick and
I have condoms by Condomania. Awesome. I should have lube over here.
I like them. Right? No, I like to make sure it's really wet, and unfortunately I'm not equipped to create that much saliva.
Right, gotcha.
Yeah.
You got some honey there, but that's a little sticky.
A little sticky.
No, we're getting a little Italian olive oil.
We're going to get a little olive oil. It'll be good.
That's
it's
perfect.
Not as though we have to put a condom on this.
And
olive
this
oils and condoms don't mix, by
totally
the way.
Totally virgin olive oil. So.
That's important to know.
Extra virgin.
Right.
You know, a lot of people don't know that.
It hasn't even had its first orgasm. So, extra virgin.
Oh.
And whipped cream as well.
No, not at all. Oh, okay.
Where's the olive oil? Oh, we're putting it in a... Yeah. We don't want to bring out the big bottle.
Okay, it's cool. Well, anyway, I like to get it really wet, and I think using your hands is really important. There's a couple spots that are, like, extremely sensitive that I always like to investigate on, like the backside of a cock, see how that reacts, what kind of reactions
that... backside.
Yeah, what kind of reactions that causes, especially up here where the little V happens right under the head.
Yeah, that's a good part.
I can flick my tongue real fast. And
yeah, you could do that. You don't need the olive oil for that. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sound effects. This is Sarah J flicking her tongue.
So
where's that olive oil?
Yeah, I flicked that right underneath the bottom there.
It's coming from Italy. It'll be here.
It's coming all the way.
But then, you know,
Genoa.
I jerk it. And, you know, this is the dildo that shoots cum.
It is.
I have one of these, too.
Yeah, it's a good one. It doesn't have its little colostomy.
Sometimes I get blowjob
right
demonstrations
now.
On it on a girl. That way we can do it in public. It's dirty like that.
Yeah, you can suck
a dildo in public.
You can suck a dildo in public.
But you can't suck a dick.
In which public can you suck a dildo?
You know, Oregon.
So, like in the park or something?
Yeah, well, no, actually, I sometimes give demonstrations and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's cool. That's okay. I can work up enough.
Well, we know it's okay with you, but we want to see it. Oh, here we go.
Deep throating is like super cool, but you don't have to do it all the time. You can just throw it in there like every now and then.
Here we go. We have got our gondolier has come with the olive oil in a big canister here.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah,
okay.
You know.
Olive oil.
Speakeasy gets everything in large sizes.
That's the way we do it. It's for oil wrestling, right?
There you go. Okay, so oil that.
Yeah, no, and I really love to jerk a cock, but I can't seem to keep my mouth off of it if I do it, you know.
You're very oral, girl.
Yeah, I like to start pulling at the base and then pull my way up. I always throw a little twist.
Nice rich wrist action. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that vacuum cleaner mouth going at it. Look at that, yeah. Sarah J. is now giving head to, that's quite a big glob of saliva there. Yeah, she's giving head to a nice, big, thick dick. It is kind of fake, but it's a dick. It looks real. It really does. That looks real. Nice and veiny.
No, on film, it looks great. On video.
Yeah.
Looks real. Just the guy's missing.
Yeah, and there's a lovely pierced tongue there, licking away. And you do seem to put a lot of love and care and suction into its strong jaw muscles. Mm-hmm. And definitely a lot of hand usage.
I like to just make out with the cock. Yeah, I love the hand usage. You know,
well, you got to do it, especially with the big ones.
I know.
You got to do it.
And then once it's all, oh, damn, it's stuck. Once it's all wet,
yeah.
then it slides better between the boobs. Much better, right?
There you go. Right between those boobies. Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah,
lovely.
So that's
okay.
Why I like
Thanks.
Very nice.
Extraordinary.
Little fellatio demonstration.
Yeah, great.
By Sarah J. Sarah J.
No, I do. I really care for cocks.
You do. I can see that.
I like to wipe them after I'm done using them.
You're very caring.
Yeah.
You're like
hot towel afterwards.
The Florence Nightingale of sex. But I'm still wondering. I mean, I do know that that's a turn on for you.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you don't have a clit in your throat.
No, I don't. But then after I get a cock really sloppy wet and I felt it in my mouth and my hands, I want to jump on it.
Oh, I see. One thing leads to another.
One thing leads to another.
So a guy doesn't have to lick your pussy?
No.
Not really?
At all.
No.
We can skip that. I mean, it's cool. But like Sunday afternoon, we ain't doing nothing. You want to lick my pussy? It's all good. But yeah, like we can skip that. That doesn't really. Yeah.
I mean, there's so many guys that, you know, they think they've got to lick pussy. And I tell them they do, but not
for you. It's really nice. I mean, you definitely should on occasion, but I don't think it's, like, mandatory.
Well, you're like an Olympic sex athlete, you know. I think that most women do need some pussy licking or something.
Probably. I like to do different things, different times, you know.
Yeah.
Change it up. maybe just do oral one day. No sex. Just
no
for
sex.
Shits and giggles.
Uh-huh, right.
And you suck, you eat, you suck, you eat, you suck,
you eat. You suck, you eat, you suck, you eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Awesome.
That's cool. You get your protein.
Yep. Mm. Definitely.
Very good. Well, you certainly are, you know, a lot of guys' dream come true. Do you have a special guy?
You know, I really don't right now. I just I spend a lot of my time on the road, and I have a lot of really great friends.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I spend my time with my friends, and I'm lucky to have as many friends as I do. Yeah.
Wow. And do you think that it's maybe not good for business to have, like, a boyfriend or a husband?
You know, I don't necessarily know if it is or not. I think it's one of those things you could be on either side of the fence with it, really. I mean, it's sometimes difficult. Depends on what kind of person you are and how you deal with relationships and stuff like that.
But what kind of person are you?
I'm really laid back and easygoing, but I'm also very stubborn and headstrong. I'm very independent, and I like to do my thing and not answer to people and, you know, not check with people beforehand. You know, just I live my life, and it's mine to live. Nobody
right.
can tell me what to do about it.
We've got Austin Taylor coming in.
Oh, we've got Austin Taylor coming
in. Be released from our cage.
Great.
She'll
okay.
be up in a minute. Just want to let
this
our
is a this is one of your girlfriends.
Know.
Yes,
and
oh.
she's a porn star too. Austin Taylor.
She is.
Is
she's
coming
very
in.
Cute.
And she's
she'll
very
be up
cute.
In a minute.
Well, how do you like our reception area, which is, you know, kind of a cage?
Right. I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get into any of the kind of light S&M or?
You know, I do actually. I'm a switch.
Yeah.
So I like to be bound and fucked, and I like to use like the cat of nines on girls and stuff like that too.
Mm.
Like, yeah.
Okay.
So.
Well, we've got a cage. It's built into the place.
I see that.
We didn't have to build it. It's right here, and here comes
and here
the
comes.
Elevators opening up here. And Lisa is
what is
bringing
the password?
Austin Taylor right in here. Hi.
Hello, yeah.
Come here.
Wow.
Ooh. You made
hey.
It.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. Hi, I'm Susan, Dr. Susan Block. Welcome to the speakeasy. How are you doing? Did you like entering through our reception? Yeah? You should sit down. Why don't you sit down here?
Lisa.
I sent her a text message earlier.
Don't
it said,
it,
"Dark elevator, no worries."
Right. No, this is kind of a little bit of a scary place. Okay, we're gonna turn on the Mexican flag here now. You're okay with that, right?
Sure.
Okay.
Phone three.
She doesn't, Rachel.
Let me hear you.
We're supposed to be able to hear something.
Here we go. So you just came in from?
A little higher.
I was in the Bay Area.
Bay Area?
Yeah.
I mean, today?
Yeah.
Really?
I drove from San Francisco to Sacramento here so I can make it in time for your show.
Wow, I'm so honored. Wow, thank you so much. Well, we're going to try to make you feel really comfortable. Would you like one of our drinks?
Did you lose your headset? Can you hear? You can't hear?
Mm-mm. No, you can't hear
either.
Now.
Okay.
No, now you can't hear? Okay, let's have some hearing. Aw, a little sound from Prince Max, my engineer. You're not drinking tonight?
No, I'm not.
No?
Just tea, hot
okay.
tea.
Okay, do you drink at all? Or
yeah,
you,
I do.
Okay, take one of these home.
Okay, what is that?
This is, ooh, here goes my microphone.
Go. Yeah.
Can you hear now?
I do.
Yes,
okay.
This is Agavero.
Can you guys hear?
Tequila liqueur.
Ooh.
It is
ooh.
it is a delicious aphrodisiac.
Really?
And Mexican grandmothers make it with tequila liqueur and Damiana for their granddaughters on their wedding night.
What's Damiana?
To make them wet.
Damiana
for their
is,
husbands.
Is an herb.
Shouldn't they be wet? Right. Wedding?
Well, you know, some of these are arranged marriages, I guess, you know. Yeah. And a wedding is like
just
so stressful. I don't know how virgins do it on their wedding night, you know. It's like
I would not
all that stress
that.
And then you got to screw somebody you've never screwed and
try
never
to get an orgasm out of it.
That's gravy. Right. Well, would you like a drink poured? You can take that home.
Thank you.
Would you like one of these? This is delicious stuff. Damiana is an aphrodisiac.
I'll take a half.
A half, okay. Yeah. Here we go. It's an aphrodisiac that is Mexican, right? Don't you Mexicans know about it? That's why you're at the Mexican...
they know about tequila.
Yeah. Well, it's tequila liqueur and right. and Damiana and a bunch of other stuff. It's take a sip. Mm. Oh, and have a strawberry. Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Perfect combination. Mm. How's it? Chewing and sipping and...
It's definitely... It's sweet.
Yes, it's sweet.
It's sweet.
That's right. It's a liqueur.
It is. That's nice.
It's like a spicy, cinnamony type liqueur.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try it now.
Yeah. Mm. You can't take a little sip?
It reminds me of Tawaka.
I'll take a little sip, but... Oh, does it?
A little bit. Not so harsh and not so...
I would love to try it. I'll take a little sip.
Here.
That's good. Ooh, that's a lot of sip.
Well, then, you can... There you go. Mm.
Maybe not with the cough drop.
Mm. It could be an interesting combination. Make the cough drop excited. Here we go. Sarah Jane.
That's way better than regular tequila. Mm. Like, right? I can't deal with regular tequila too much.
No, this is a ladies' drink, definitely.
It is.
I mean, guys, you can drink it.
It's a pussy tequila.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
a sweet
I like
tequila.
It.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So
I'm looking
now
forward to that.
We have the delightful Miss Austin Taylor, yes. who I'm just meeting for the first time. And are you from the Bay Area?
Mm-mm.
Where are you from?
I'm actually originally from Porn Valley.
Porn Valley. Yeah. You're a Valley girl.
Yeah, I'm from Van Nuys.
Wow.
Originally.
And what kind of family are you from? What kind of upbringing? Porn family?
No. No, if my dad only knew, and if he does.
Nice. Really?
Hey.
He's right here in Porn Valley.
Says, oh,
and he doesn't know?
He no longer lives in the area.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I hope he doesn't know what I do. No, I came from a normal, very traditional. My dad is very old-fashioned. Like, he doesn't believe women should cuss. Where have, you know, men shouldn't have earrings. Like, real old-fashioned.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I remember you saying your mom's hot.
My mom is hot.
I'm waiting to meet her.
Yeah. They're no longer together, by the way. My mom is like a cougar. Out
Does your mom know about what you do?
Oh, yeah. She's my biggest fan.
Oh, wow. And she's a cougar. She goes after younger men.
She loves younger men. She's hot. She's 50. Looks young, long blonde hair. You know, she's an older version of me.
Wow.
Yeah, she's hot.
Would you ever do a mother-daughter video?
We've joked about it.
Yeah.
We've joked about it. But I don't know if I could seriously do that with my mom.
I know. That's a taboo right there.
You know, my mom definitely would never do porn. But I have thought about that because my mom has, like, some wild sexual, like, adventures, you know, or has had.
Yeah.
I thought, gosh, can you imagine my mom and I being on the end of the same dick?
It's a little weird, right?
It's slightly weird, but kind of imaginable, sort of.
Right.
You know? I mean, it's fathomable,
well,
but strange.
We dated brothers briefly.
Oh.
She dated the younger brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was interesting. And, you know, brothers talk.
Yes.
So I heard about how, you know, the apple didn't fall far from the tree. She's a freak like me.
Wow.
Yeah, now, see, I know that my mom's a freak, but she's married, so she doesn't date or anything. But, that's what I always think about, like, we're the same kind of freak. I wonder if, like, you know, things were a little bit different.
What if your moms are listening to the show?
What if?
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Okay. That's cool.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's good, maybe.
Yeah.
It gets you closer together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to talk about it, not necessarily to do it.
So who do you think are the sexual liberators in a family? The fathers are usually very uptight about their daughters.
Yeah, right? Definitely the moms.
Yeah.
Definitely the moms.
Well, definitely in your families.
Sure.
Yeah.
The moms are always a little...
I mean, Jenna Jameson said her dad was the one that was really into it, you know, with her. So I guess it depends.
It probably depends.
It can go either way,
No, my mom definitely is the dominating one in their relationship, and she tells everybody what to do. So what she says is okay is okay.
So Austin, Sarah J shared her specialty of fellatio with us a little while before you came in.
Uh-huh.
And do you have a specialty as a porn star?
My specialty, I guess, would be the way I get on top and ride.
The way you get on top and ride.
Yes.
You know, we have a vehicle for that. And it's not a Rolls Royce. And it's not a Harley Hog. But It's a cool thing. You can't do it during the show. I guess this would have to be an after show thing. Have you ever ridden a monkey rocker?
I haven't.
Do you haven't?
I'm not sure if I have or not. I'm not sure what
monkey rockers mm-hmm. are very slick technology where
that sounds interesting.
You don't need to have electricity. So if you live in Afghanistan and you're getting bombed by Americans,
you can still ride your monkey rocker.
And you can still have a revolution.
No batteries necessary. No batteries. Electricity.
It's eco-friendly.
It's really like a kinder, gentler fucking machine. Is what it is. It's very cool. I'll show it to you. Right.
An organic fucking machine, if you will.
Yeah.
It's pretty organic. Yeah. It's made by very organic people. You know, a couple, nice couple.
Who live in Bakersfield of all places.
Oh. Yeah.
I'm trying to picture what it could be or what it would look like.
It's probably like a rocking chair for orgasms.
Yeah, we're going to get to that after the show.
That's what I'm guessing.
You got to be glued to your microphone like it's a cock here.
Yeah.
I mean, at least for Sarah J. She's a head expert. Are you also a head expert or... not really.
I mean, I like to think that I give good head, but I don't know about an expert.
Oh, you're so nice.
Aww, she's so modest.
She's so modest. Look at her.
Maybe we should have Sarah J. judge you. Because she's an expert.
She is an expert.
Yeah.
Boy, she knows how to go to town.
I kind of do like to suck a dick. Yeah. I kind of do.
Yes, she does.
I can sit around and watch TV, suck a dick,
she gave
have
us a
glass
great,
of wine.
Great demonstration. Wow. Well, yeah. I can see you doing
whatever.
That. Yeah. But you wouldn't just suck a dick and have a great glass of wine and that would be it, or would you?
I'd suck a dick and then say, eat my pussy.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the, I suck you, you lick me.
Right, yeah. You know, happy. Sarah is
I'm a giver.
Yeah, you're more of a giver. But I like that about you because, you know, it's good to have porn stars that are like regular women, some of us, you know, really need to have our pussies eaten before we can get going.
Right.
You know?
I like that.
And
I
then it's
like
also good to have other porn stars that are just beyond ready. Human. Okay.
Yes,
Chad is on the line, and he would like to know why... he's from Wyoming.
Okay. Wyoming.
That's not why. Okay, he would like to know, is it normal to masturbate all the time? Now, all the time is a lot. I have a feeling he doesn't actually masturbate all the time. But if you do, that would be a Guinness record here.
I mean, I don't think it's bad if you masturbate a couple of times a day.
Right.
He might be doing it like 10 times. I don't know.
I think it's only bad if you are like... interfering with other daily activities. Are you staying home from work to beat off?
Or if you get abrasions.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. If it's causing you harm, then you're doing it too much.
Or there's another thing. If you're in a relationship...
And now you can't do it.
And you let your poor wife just lie there lonely while you're jacking off to Sarah J. porn. You know, I mean, share it at least.
Right.
And watch Austin Austin Powers. Austin Taylor, too.
He's in Wyoming, and, you know...
Okay, let's get him on.
The sheep and the cattle have to be rounded up.
I say beat off before you hit the animals.
Let's see if we can hear him here. Hold on a second.
Save the sheep. Beat off.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hello, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, good. Speak up, darling, because you're on the air. Oh, thank you, sweetheart. You're a beautiful person for saying that. Now, what we want to know, we know your question, is it normal to masturbate all the time? Somehow I feel as though, even though you're probably masturbating right now, that you don't do it all the time. You do go to work or school or something?
Yeah, I go to work, but right away when I come home, I just jack off all the time.
Like, as soon as you get home, it's like hit the porn and stroke the dick. Is that it?
That's right.
That's it. Okay.
And this is in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Well, there's nothing else to do in Wyoming. What can I say?
I know.
And you're leaving the cattle alone, and that's important.
Yeah. I love my cock very much, and I love just playing with it.
Aw, well, it's nice to love your cock.
It's better than hating it, right?
Yeah. Tell us about your cock.
Well, it's about 7.5 inches long.
7.5. That's a good size. You have to speak up, darling.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
How many inches wide?
6 inches wide?
No, I think he said 1 3/4
Oh, 1 3/4 Yeah. Right. Some, had me worried there for a
the
second.
The width always has me confused. We can hardly hear you, darling.
Okay.
Oh, you got Vaseline on your cock. Very good. Okay. And
right now?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't really want to know whether it was normal to masturbate all the time. You want to just masturbate. Is that right?
Well, I love you very much, and I love jacking off for you.
Aw, how do you know me?
I just love the way you look, and I love the way you are.
Aw. You love the way I look, and you love the way I am. Okay.
I can't
turn her mic up.
I have it up.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I think he's beating off to you right now.
Aw. Well, I'm surrounded by other beautiful women. Are you watching us on webcam, or are you just talking on the phone? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
I have two beautiful women with me. They're both porn stars.
Oh, my God.
One is Austin Taylor, and the other is Sarah J.
Holy cow. In Wyoming.
So you have to get their porns now if you haven't before.
Oh, I will.
You have to, because they're here with you listening to you stroke your dick. I mean, and really trying hard to hear you. So.
Oh, my God.
And we're usually socialists, but tonight we're not going to charge you like capitalist. It's
so
free.
How old are you, darling?
I'm
20. 20. And do you date at all?
No.
Right now you just beat off.
Yeah.
And what do you do up there in Wyoming?
What kind of work?
I work in a restaurant, but I like...
You work in a restaurant?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you for health care?
Do you beat off into the food? That's what I want to know. Because
no.
Sometimes okay. Guys do that, you know? I want to know in which restaurant if you do that.
Well, I have.
Sarah J. might go there.
Yeah, wait a minute. You have what?
Do you have beat off into the food?
No, I confess I have been into the restaurant before.
At the restaurant.
You beat off at the restaurant, but not into the food.
Yeah, he goes into the guy's.
You go into the men's room, okay?
Yeah.
You wash your hands after?
Of course I do.
Okay.
Is it on your break, or are you, like, sneaking away when you're supposed to be serving?
He's very in love with his cock. This is a love affair between Chad. Chad, do you give a name to your cock?
Penis man.
That's fantastic, Chad.
Chad is in a love affair with his penis. And,
penis man.
And there's almost no room for a girl in this world
of
Chad's.
Well, with the
two balls and stuff, you know, and doesn't leave much room.
Do you like a particular type of porn, Chad, or anything will do as long as you and penis man are together?
Pretty much anything. I mean, I like, I don't mind penises and all that. And I don't mind, can they suck on his cock right now, or?
Can they suck on his cock? Well, yeah. with Sarah J. just did suck on a cock. I'm trying to get Austin Taylor to give me a demonstration on one of our available cocks. I mean, we have live ones, too.
I see. Which one do I want?
Chad, do you want Austin to give a demonstration into the microphone? Even though you're not watching on webcam, which would be ideal.
He's about to come.
He's about to come. He doesn't care.
Okay.
He doesn't care
do
what
it,
you
do.
Do
it,
come on, come
do
for
it.
Us.
Come on, baby.
Come on.
Blow that load.
Come on, give it to us. Time is money. This is radio.
I just want to talk to you forever.
No, you can't, though. Because, you know, you don't have that much to say. You're just a beat-off boy with penis man.
Which is all right, you know.
But it's time for you to beat off. This is you're on the air.
This
come
is
on.
Millions
Hello,
of
go.
People are Me listening son. To you right now. You are the porn star.
You're it?
You
want to
hear me
come? Yes.
Yeah.
Do it. Hear you come now.
Yeah, right?
Give it to
Shoot
us now.
Shoot that penis man.
Come for us.
Do it.
Come, baby.
Is this coming up?
Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Come on. Give it up.
Stroke it good.
Give it up. Give up that big load.
You got 30 more seconds or you got to pull out your credit card.
Yeah. What you doing over there, Chad? Are you going to the bathroom? Chad.
Chad.
He's done.
Chad.
He's coming.
Chad, are you coming? Chad. Okay, we're going to have to say goodbye,
okay,
Chad.
We love you, Chad.
What are their names again?
What?
What are their names again?
What is what?
Their names.
My name's Sarah
names.
Jay and that's
all
Austin
right.
Taylor.
Sarah Jay and Austin Taylor, these are the porn stars that you're going to be beating off to.
In the future.
In the future.
Like tomorrow.
Right.
Like right now.
Like tonight, because we're not going to give you a chance to come unless you do it in the next 10 seconds. 10,
9,
8, 7... And Sarah J is now licking whipped cream off her finger like it's your cum. 6, 5. Okay.
Go fuck a cow.
Went off to fuck a sheep.
We got Vegas coming up.
All right, Vegas pages. Coming up.
She's here from Vegas, actually.
She's here from Vegas. Vegas from Vegas.
And I want to tell you something about Vegas. Vegas was one of our first callers almost 20 years ago.
No way.
We'll talk about that when she comes up.
Yeah, absolutely. Vegas.
Yeah.
Hope she knows the secret word. I haven't seen her in years, actually.
So, Austin, did you do a porn movie today?
I didn't. I drove all day.
Oh, you drove all day from San Francisco.
But I am doing one in the morning.
Oh, really? Who are you doing it with?
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Yes, I'm going to suck his big dick.
That's some delicious chocolate right there.
Into your depths.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, it is one of your specialties.
I mean, it's a BJ scene. Actually, you know what? It's my very first only BJ scene.
Really?
Really.
I always get dick after. I guess
this is totally
BJ. It's a
BJ.
Whole lot of dick to fit in your mouth.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
My goodness.
You need like a mouth and like three hands.
Makes me blush.
Three hands on that dick.
Are you offering one of yours?
Is he about the color of that one there? In the
no,
middle?
He's darker.
Darker than that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He's about this color.
Oh, that color.
Yeah.
Oh, give
closer.
Us a demonstration.
Can we clean it?
Oh, saved by the door. Here comes Vegas.
Susan.
Yeah, Vegas.
Vegas.
You're here. You're here.
Hi,
come on
girl.
In. Come on
yeah.
in from the cave.
Hi.
Yay,
wow.
Vegas.
Yay.
Here, come
hi,
on over here
girl.
And give me a big hug.
Alex.
Hi. Hi.
Vegas, come on over here.
Oh, this way?
Just to give me a hug, and then you're free to go to the ladies' room and get yourself prepared for your Hollywood moment. We have olive oil there for you in case you want to lube up a dildo. Oh, I love
so
you.
Happy to see you.
Good to see you, darling.
Oh, you look so fabulous.
You do. You're all glittery and
no, I haven't even
look at this outfit. Look at this.
I know. It's
open up. Let's see.
Let's see.
Oh, look at this. Look at these hot stockings.
You're so sweet. You're so hot. You're so beautiful.
Oh, no, you are.
And I always talk about you, how beautiful you are and how awesome you are.
Okay, you can sit in your chair now.
Thank you.
Sit down, Vegas.
Max.
Hi, darling girl. I just want you guys to know this girl called us like how many years ago?
Years ago.
Years and years ago.
In the 20th century.
Yeah, and she was one of the listeners, and we invited her down to the show.
And then we broke her up with her boyfriend.
And then we broke her up with her boyfriend.
See how they do?
We either bring them together or we break them up. One
can
or the
you,
other.
Can you help her with her microphone there?
Yeah, and her headset here. We need a headset.
Thank you.
Okay. Headset back on the air with Vegas. Yeah, you look great. You look so glittery and
thank you.
You look Vegas-y.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, it's very Vegas.
You do. Would you like to have an olive oil or would you like to have an agavero?
Agavero, please.
Okay. The olive oil is
so she's like one of our children here.
Here we go. This is agavero tequila liqueur.
Okay, this is great.
This is a nice Mexican aphrodisiac.
Qué suave.
Mm-hmm.
Qué rico.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
What New
it's,
Year?
It's the Persian New Year.
It's the Persian New Year.
Persian New Year, right?
Is it?
Yep.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
There you go. I think it was just Chinese New Year. Is it the year of the dragon or something like
No, it's actually Persian New Year.
Oh, is it really?
Coming up, yep.
Okay.
Today or tomorrow, I don't know. It's Persian. I can't, what do I know?
I don't know.
Well, Vegas seems to know. Did you like your agave?
It was drank delicious.
It right down. Would you like another?
Yes, thank you.
You're not driving, right?
No, I'm not driving. Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much.
She was
That's
a smart
perfect.
One.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yes, she is. She got herself a chauffeur.
I'm so happy to see you guys.
Great to see you, Vegas.
I haven't seen you in years.
This, by the way, you know Max, of course.
Yes.
And I mean, I should do introductions all
yes,
around,
please.
But really, my guests are Sarah J.
Hi.
Hello, Sarah.
And Austin Taylor.
Hi. Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. And I was just trying to get Austin Taylor to give me a demonstration of how she's going to go down on a big black dick tomorrow.
Mm.
Johnny Depp.
Oh, how exciting.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Would
okay.
you like to see that?
I would.
Yeah, yeah. She was going to demonstrate on the black one here.
Some olive oil or
well,
is
there
would you like olive oil? Condom.
Whipped cream, condom. Condom?
Condom's good.
Condom's
we
good.
Have condoms.
We have condoms. Galore.
There's the Magnum one.
We have Magnums. We have, I don't know, different types. Take your pick.
I like the big Magnum ones. They usually fit the cocks I like.
Yeah. So are you a size queen?
A little bit. I do like a big, huge dick.
Me too.
You do. You do.
It's going to fill me up.
I bet Sarah J doesn't.
Oh, well, yeah.
Sarah
I think
we have three size queens here. That's
uh-huh.
great.
No, actually, Sarah J is much more politically correct.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
No, I do love the fat ones.
Mm-hmm. The fat ones.
The fatter, the better.
Yeah.
We just recently shared a big fat one.
We did Lexington Steel together, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
that's cool.
We did.
Yes.
What, last,
he's
last
been on
week this time?
Yeah.
Yeah, last week this time.
Mm-hmm.
It was good times. We did Ethan and Prince together at the same time, yes?
Yeah, that was
That was
too.
A good scene. Mm.
Porn
I'm like
stars,
right in between
porn
it.
I know, you're right in between the porn stars. Isn't this hot?
We've been passing around the big cocks.
Yeah.
So you use your hands too, like Sarah
you
J.
You have to use your hands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to
usually
use your
there's
hands.
Too much for
uh-huh.
just
any
the
other tips on fellatio?
Well, I think if you do the double hand, you have to work the wrists in opposite directions and go up and down.
Look at that.
Get it nice and
oh,
hard.
Yeah, look at that, the opposite
She's
direction
working.
Thing.
Yeah, you got to work it, get it nice and hard. And
right.
Tease it a little bit. I like
yeah.
the tease. If you just attack
I
it all
tell.
Of a sudden.
I can tell. It took you a while before you
right.
would grant me
look at
the suck. So, and look at those I eyes. She's
that.
Looking right at me. You got to get her from this angle because she's got this great...
Eye contact is very important.
Eye look, yes, with fellatio. Especially if you can't take so much into your mouth. You want to kind of mesmerize them with your eyes so they don't know what's going on.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Yep. And then the hand use also helps when they're big. Oh, look at that. Oh, very nice. You know, you have a different technique from Sarah J, and it's very good. You have looser lips.
I just
She's got more of a tight sucking motion.
Did you know you
I'm
had
more
loose
of a tongue
lips?
Tickler.
Uh-huh, tongue tickler. Do you involve your breasts at all with
Oh yeah.
Yeah, could you involve them? Can you show us how you involve them? Show us how you involve your beautiful
You wondered how mine escaped.
Boobs. Oh, look at these. These are lovely. Do you have names for your boobs?
Whoa, nice.
This is Kelly, and this is Cindy.
Kelly and Cindy.
Hi,
they sound
Cindy.
Like girlfriends
Hi,
from high school.
Hey, hey,
Hi,
hey.
Hi, Cindy.
Yes. Yeah, definitely.
Wow.
Ladies, you want to go shopping later?
Yeah.
They love a big dick between them.
They
I mean,
do.
They love a big dick between them, yes.
They do look like they're,
beautiful.
They're in love.
My goodness.
Yes. And if you can get it between and then...
Oh, yeah.
Like same time.
Yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. You can just really suck it up and down there. Mm-hmm. And it bounces up and down. Oh,
little teeth action.
Very
sometimes.
Good. Yeah, you know, nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I mean, you're not biting it off. Just kind of giving it a little friction. Mmm.
Whoa.
Definitely got that eye movement going. Mm-hmm. Mm. Is that making you hungry, Sarah?
Yes, I actually was like, is there some chocolate around somewhere? Chocolate? Chocolate? Chocolate.
We have strawberries. I don't know what else we have. Do we have chocolate?
I'm good.
Would you like a strawberry?
Oh, I'm okay right now.
Vegas?
I'm wondering if my friend brought the cock-sucking candy with him.
Oh, really? He has cock-sucking candy.
Yeah.
Cock-sucking candy.
Beautiful. That's what I call it.
Let's hear it for Austin Taylor.
Yay.
Austin, you're awesome.
Know, Queen Cleopatra is said to have given head to her entire navy, and that is what made them, you know, such good sailors.
Wow. That's awesome. That is awesome.
That's really great. That's fantastic. Damn.
Until they lost to Augustus Caesar. Yeah.
Well, but he Mark was obviously Anthony. Getting better head.
From another guy, probably. Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. Or several.
Now, Mark Antony, he was a man. Although, in Shakespeare, you know, he has cross-dressing. He has Cleopatra putting on Mark Antony's armor, and Mark Antony puts on her outfit. And this is very scandalous.
Hmm.
Mm. So,
dirty.
You know, scandal has been going on for many, many, many centuries and millennia. And we have scandal now, of course. And, of course, just about every scandal these days, well, let's say every other scandal, involves a porn star, right? Tiger Woods was going out with a porn star. Two, actually. Holly Sampson and Jocelyn. That, anyway, she's...
And we see how important those porn stars are.
She's put all these conversations up. And now, of course, there's Sandra Bullock's husband, Jesse James, who's... now, wait. I just got her... To join
he was with
MySpace.
What's her face? With
the tattoo girl.
Yeah. Janine. Thank you.
Janine, is that her name?
Janine Linda Mueller.
Oh yeah. Well, they were married and they had a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And and now he's been having sex with someone else, another tattoo girl.
Her name is.
Well, let's see.
But the important thing I think here is that politically, us pornographers, and I've been in this business for many years.
Michelle Bombshell
right,
is her name.
Michelle Bombshell.
That's an adorable name.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. But politically, we are a very powerful nation unto ourselves because we've used sex as our weapon versus drones that kill people. And so, you know, I'm really... really proud of this.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in a way, what these porn stars are doing is taking these hypocritical mainstream stars down
and dragging them out of the closet,
yeah,
and putting them in the spotlight where they belong.
And saying, you know, you are fucking like the rest of us. You're no better. Yeah. You know?
Right.
And it's interesting how this is happening. I mean,
and it's powerful. I mean, I grew up in the 50s. When, you know, things were a lot different. And I used to dream of women and warriors like we have today.
I just feel like it's a sign of our times that it's not such a taboo to be fucking a porn star.
Right.
No.
Not such a taboo.
I mean, we can name several famous people right off the top of our head
right.
that we know have fucked porn stars. So
right.
I think it's just a sign of the times that, you know, It's getting more exciting.
And it's a
so
sign
which,
of
which mainstream star are you fucking? Come on, give it up now.
We don't kiss and tell.
Me and Austin been asked that question before.
We know better.
Well, we know. I mean, you got to have $30,000. What are you doing? Oh, you're coming all over the strawberry.
It worked really good when I did it to her, but then mine is like funky.
Here, shake your thing.
Shake it.
Sorry.
You gotta shake it.
You gotta shake your thing.
I was gonna give one to you and see if you want.
I don't like strawberries. Thank you.
Would you like one?
I'll take one, sure. Oh, look at that. Nice.
Thank you.
Nice little
it's all about
load
the angle.
Right here.
Here.
Okay, so tell us what mainstream star you'd like to fuck while I lick the strawberry.
Serena Williams. I want to bang Serena Williams.
Wow.
Yeah, I was just thinking about that earlier today. That's why it came so quickly.
Serena.
A hot
How about
match.
Her sister? What about her sister,
Venus?
No,
not so much.
Not so much her.
I've always
Serena. I like the
crush.
Thick ladies. She's,
uh-huh.
Yeah, got to have some good meat.
Strong,
on She's got a big, strong ass.
Yeah.
Strong legs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I want George Clooney.
George Clooney.
George Clooney.
He probably
does. He's gotten older. He's aged so nice. Like,
how old is he? How old is George Clooney?
No, but I liked him when I was like in, you know, little.
Yeah, no. Remember?
I'm very
you
interested.
You know, he's actually from my hometown, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Remember when he was on Facts of Life? Remember when he was the janitor
on
Facts of Life?
A long time ago.
Now, does he like girls?
George Clooney?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. But I mean, he's never talked about with women.
I think he's a dirty slut, maybe.
He seems like a real
I think
guy.
He's a dirty slut.
If he's with
dirty
women,
slut.
He's doing porn stars.
And I think he's picking the right ones that are keeping quiet, probably.
Right. He's a little smarter than some of these other guys.
Right?
A little more careful. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, something, because they never talk about him with anybody.
Yeah. I love you guys. That's all I got to say. I'm so happy to be here. I've been stuck out in the desert for way too long.
Really?
Yeah.
I lived in Vegas 7 years.
Really?
Yeah. It's,
where?
I lived on the east side, Sunrise Mountain.
Okay. Oh, up in that's nice, though. Mm-hmm.
You know, we've known Vegas for like...
For like
since
almost like
1996.
10 years.
Oh, no, over 1996.
Over 10.
Oh my God, give me a moment.
She was a caller.
Have a moment.
That's so funny.
We met her when she was really like.
That is 14 years
yeah.
of my life yeah. that I've known you guys. I mean, oh my God, that's crazy.
Yeah. At the villa, you came.
At the villa.
And you
that's
gave
right.
us a couch that I think we've just
really?
Done to death. Yeah, yeah. This black couch that yeah. actually was in Mars area. That's Vegas' yeah. couch. But
wow.
I think
it's got a ticker of 784 people that have had sex on it.
That is so funny. Oh, I'm going to have to go visit it in a minute.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's still alive.
Okay, that's okay.
No, I
at
think
least it had a good life.
It had a good life.
It had a good life.
A lot of sex. A
lot of sex. That couch just had a lot of sex, darling.
As we all must go.
Yeah. Life is amazing, isn't it? It just really is.
Yeah.
The longer it goes, the quicker it goes.
Is that right? True? I was wondering about that the other day.
I'm 32, and like a year goes by like a month anymore. I'm like, what's
going on?
I'm going to
be 39.
39.
Wow. God, you look so young.
My spirit, my age, universal, my physical age is different than my spiritual age, for sure. Absolutely.
And I also want to say she's one of our therapists and has been on and
yes.
off over the years.
She does phone sex therapy
phone
and webcam sex therapy.
Occasionally.
Yeah, whenever I can get my webcam going.
Right.
I know. It's so. Remember, Max, the time we did the web and
yes.
the it was like the first... Like the first.
Well, okay.
From,
let me just
away.
Say this.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Okay, let me just say this, so that we get history correct.
Thank you.
Radio Suzy One is one of the first radio stations on the internet. That was
Ta-da.
Almost 17, 18 years ago.
Wow.
Okay, we were at one time the number one radio station because there were no others.
Okay.
on the internet, and we did the first broadcast. We did the first broadcast of radio on the internet. We did the first broadcast of video on the internet. When video used to be done like little flip cards. Every 3 seconds you would see a picture. The revolution is in our hearts. Mm-hmm. The troops are beautiful. And we can conquer the world through a technology that was military and was given to us, perverts. And now we have it. And so one of the growing groups of revolution is we're on the ground in a war with the Muslims. That's what happens. We're also in the technology field where we can look at our statistics and see Israelis and Muslims and all of them in cafes when we look at our stuff, and they're all watching women squirt.
Yeah, I mean,
so
we all want to kind of influence each other. Isn't that what war is about? Like
right.
taking mm-hmm. over another culture. But our way is through sex, and that's how we influence culture. That's how
not
we
too
influence
much blood.
international culture. And we say drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles.
Pocket rockets.
So you all get
Yay.
A pocket rocket.
Yay!
We will eat you can never go wrong with a pocket
no,
rocket.
No, you always need one. If you've already got one, then you need another one.
You they always so, need another
oh,
one.
Oh, thank you so much.
You get your pocket rockets.
I have to tell you about
you have to have one in your glove compartment, at
your,
least.
Your tote,
you
your backpack, your handbag.
And
yeah, yeah. show your pocket rocket.
Show it and love it.
Show it and love it. Absolutely.
Love it and mean it.
And we also want to thank Doc Johnson, who has supported us over the years and helped us fight several legal battles. A very caring man.
Helped us
man.
With everything, yeah. Helped us caring go to Yale. Man. He always sends us to Sex Week at Yale.
He always sends us to Sex Week at Yale, you know.
And he's got a great product here for a small battery-operated vibrator. It's,
okay,
you know,
I'm about to try mine right now.
Yeah, well, you know, that here, try this one because this one has a battery in it.
Okay.
That is that one needs to get a battery. That's for you to take home. This one's to try.
Did I mention I love you guys right now, yeah. All of you?
We're ready for all
God,
instances.
Darn it.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say damn on this show.
It's okay,
you can
it,
say whatever right. you want.
Yeah, so drop pocket rockets, not Patriot missiles. That is our policy here mm-hmm. at the Dr. Susan Block Show. And Vegas is now, do you know how to turn that on? What are you doing here? Just twist it.
Pause.
Here.
Let me,
oh, you got
I do.
It. You got
I
it going.
Do. I actually
okay.
do.
Yeah.
Think, can you hear it?
Yeah, we do.
Thank you so
okay,
much.
Okay, so are you going to apply that to
a
sensitive
for
a spot?
Second.
Yeah. Vegas is we applying the pocket rocket
oh, thank
to
you.
Her crotch.
Okay, give me a second.
Okay, eat the strawberry. Don't eat the stem. Okay, put the strawberry down. Right, that's fine. Okay, now. Yeah.
Just give me a minute. Let's be natural.
Okay.
Yeah, be
well,
natural.
Let me be natural.
We want everyone to know that Vegas.
Oh
is
my
now
God.
Taking her pocket rocket.
Do you think rocket. I've grown? Like, have I, like, matured? Oh.
Okay. No, you're just as sweet and
oh
youthful
God,
as ever.
Oh, my God, this is really good, though, because it's really...
Mmm. Mm. But you are a little wilder.
I'm a little bit. A
yeah.
little bit. I, cause I,
this and this is just a girl. She's not even a porn star. She's just a
no,
girl
but
next
I've
door.
So worked oh, alongside so with them and, like,
oh. Oh, yes.
Mmm. Okay.
No, yeah, it feels good.
It's hard for me to focus, but I can
no,
focus.
You don't
focus.
Have to focus,
don't
really.
Don't worry.
So.
Can you come first? No, I don't know about that. I'm just like right now, I'm like in a good place.
Just enjoying it.
I'm in a good place.
It's like a stroll in the park, like laying on the beach.
It's a good place. You've been here for so many years in the arts.
I'm good. I'm just natural.
You look relaxed.
Don't I?
Yeah.
I feel
yeah.
it. I really do.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
you guys go ahead.
No. Good vibrations.
Good vibration.
So
thank
let's
you.
Let's talk about a couple other things here that I really like to talk about. And I'm going to say some key words.
I never gave out the phone number.
Yeah, I know.
The phone number, in case you would like to call us, is one. What? I've got to stop? Stop. I have to stop.
No, they're just changing tapes.
I can't
don't
stop.
Keep
I don't
going.
Have to stop just,
just
because
go.
You're changing the tape.
I won't
okay,
stop.
I'm going to go.
I am so sorry.
No, that's
freeze.
Right. Freeze.
It's okay. Just okay. keep going. Just keep buzzing.
Just keep
okay.
buzzing. We're going to talk about...
Don't come yet and don't go
way.
Away. Or you could come
I
now.
I need a spanking. I'm bad right
I'm going to give you a spanking. I have many implements
bad.
And my hand.
You're being delicious.
You should come here for your spanking,
okay.
actually.
Oh. Well, before we do that,
yeah.
there's a couple other things I want to talk about.
But before you do that, I'm going to give out the number.
I love you guys. Dang it. Go.
The number to call, if you're listening to us live... is 1-866-289-7068. If you're in North America, that's our toll-free number, 1-866-289-7068. And if you're anywhere else in the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, Paris, Sydney, you can call us at 213-670-0066. That's a number with three sixes, 213-670-0066 because we are so devilish. And we are here with Sarah J, Austin Taylor, and Vegas.
Yay.
On Radio Susie One. On the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation.
Sending good vibes around the world.
Mm. Buzz, buzz, buzz.
Real good. Okay.
All right, Max. Brother
so,
Max. Tell us what you want to talk about.
We have been in the political field of sexuality for many years. Max Hardcore is in prison for doing films that are really, 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 really dirty. And in prison, federal prison. So I want to ask some political questions. And I'm going to throw out some names. The Tea Party.
Alice in Wonderland.
Anybody know about the Tea Party?
Boston?
No, that was the original Tea Party.
Where the British citizens of America threw a bunch of tea into the Boston Harbor because they didn't like the British citizens of Britain charging a big tax, right? They didn't like the taxes. So they threw it into the harbor and they drank coffee.
No taxation without representation.
There you go.
That was the ideal, which is the enemy of the real. So today we have the Tea Party that calls people niggers. Washington.
Now, you told me that they did that today.
Today,
I can't believe that. How could they do that?
They call people niggers.
I thought they were trying
to... They want to execute Spanish people.
Mainstream.
These are racist. These are racist. These are racist. These are Tea Party toddlers. These are racist. And that's the kind of thing that we can't have in the world.
Mm.
Okay?
No.
So, Tea Party... Rush Limbaugh, the pill man, the right wing of this country that wants to arrest all of us, put us in prison.
Tell it, Brother Max.
Okay? Take them down. Take them down. Take them down.
Throw them in the harbor.
Throw them in the harbor. Break their cups. Break their fucking teacups and let them drink hot tea from their hands.
Whoa, look at what that dildo did. It just came in a big white load.
We are the revolution. We are the revolution. Get this down. And it is women that are going to change the world. And all these guys that are trying to put us in prison should be put behind those bars and tortured right there. With some pity.
And maybe a little, you know, caress in between the spanks.
A little caress and all of that.
But we just have to keep them imprisoned and gag them so they don't
And Republicans, talk. Republicans that have sold out our country long before Obama came along, Republicans, shame on you. And health care for all of us.
Mm.
The only socialized thing in this country is the American Army. They get medical care. They get everything. So we want every child in this country, every woman in this country, every man in this country, every human being in this country to have social justice. I am a socialist.
A socialist capitalist.
Socialist capitalist. But a restrained socialism. A restrained capitalism. But the fact is that we have to redistribute the wealth. We live in this country. I live in northern Mexico. Okay?
Yep.
This land didn't belong to me. It belonged to the people that lived here long before I came here.
Max?
Yes?
Billy on line one wants to know if it's normal to want to fuck your cousin.
Okay, sure. Hey, let's talk to him.
Okay.
We interrupt this political...
political speech to talk about taboo subjects right now. I mean, cousin
Caller,
I'm on the fence
on the
about.
You know,
first
I have
cousin,
to say, I think that it's normal to want to fuck
right,
your cousin.
Right, to want to, yes.
Right.
Good.
That's
point.
Very normal. Like, to I think everybody's had a little crush on their cousin at some point in time.
Of course, we
but,
all have.
You know.
But to actually do it.
That's...
A lot of people actually do that.
Yeah, cousin's fairly common. Cousin's not like immediate family. But let's talk to Billy.
Billy?
Hello?
Hey, Billy.
Hey.
What's going on? You're in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely normal hair.
Yeah. Okay. So, growing those peanuts. All right. And that penis is getting hard thinking about your cousin. Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm. What kind of cousin is this? Is this like a first cousin?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's she like? Is it a girl cousin?
Yeah. She's older.
Older woman. What? How old are you, Billy?
I'm 19.
Okay. And so how old is she?
She is 24, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And what's so special about her?
She's hot, has nice tits.
Now, do you think you just think she's hot, or is it that she's your cousin that makes it exciting?
Both.
Both. So you have a little bit of an incest fetish?
Yeah.
You do. Are you interested in anyone else in your family?
I have thought about my mom before.
Mom, okay.
All men have thought about their moms, trust
well,
me.
Well, that's true. Mostly they, we came out, Freud called it the Oedipus complex.
We came out of a vagina, and it was warm, and it was nice, and we were thrown into the world. And so a lot of boys want to say, Mommy.
Mommy, take me back in there. Right, but it's really problematic to have sex with your mother. I mean, even I'm talking to two porn stars here who were kind of tossing it around. But right. Ultimately, I don't know if they're actually going to do it. Probably not.
No, but I do like thinking about how strange it would be.
Right.
That's very weird.
So your question was, is it normal to want to, which is really a thought, right, Billy?
Yeah.
So we all agree that it's normal to want to. There's nothing wrong with that, and a lot of people have fantasies about all sorts of taboo things, and, you know. So to want to, you know, you want to, and that's okay. But do you have plans? Are you going to try to make this real?
Probably not with my mom. If I got the chance with my cousin, yes.
Good idea to not do it with the mom, probably.
You can just find somebody who looks like her.
Now,
there's plenty of chicks out there.
The cousin. You know, I mean, there's plenty of chicks out there. Have you done other chicks? You said you're 19. You've had sex?
Yeah.
And how was the sex?
Good.
Good, okay. Love it. And have you had a girlfriend or just...
Yeah.
Do you have one now?
No.
No. And, I mean, what makes you want to do it with a member of your family as opposed to... a girl that you could meet, since you have had girlfriends and you're obviously not, you know, utterly disgusting. You must be pretty good, you know, charming and decent looking. So you could get a girl out there. Why not get a regular girl, a girl that you're not related to?
I don't know. The thrill of
being naughty. Mm. Can you identify with that? My guests,
of course.
Austin and Sarah can identify with the thrill of being naughty.
I like to have outdoor sex. That's my thrill.
It's kind of naughty.
It's kind of naughty, you know?
You know, it's okay. It's
my little thrill.
I mean, outdoor sex is not exactly illegal if it's on private property, I suppose.
Well, maybe.
It's borderline. It's borderline.
No, I like to do it places where it is, like, illegal, you know? Like, where if you got caught, it would be bad.
Bad. Like, where?
You know, you do it? I've done it in the park, I've done it in the car, I've done it in, you know, grocery store. I did it in a church.
In a church? I must say, I had some sex in a synagogue.
Well, the priests have had a lot of sex in the church.
Well, yeah, but that's really naughty.
Choir boys, choir girls, you know, choir here, choir there, you know. Mm-hmm.
And what's your naughty type of sex you like, Austin?
I like the fresh sex, like when you meet somebody and you do it for the first time, or like...
Strangers in the night.
Yeah.
Exchange. You know what you're going to get.
You just had your orgasm and you're like, what's your name?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
I need to write you down. I need to call you again.
Okay, so Billy, it is normal to want to do, you know, taboo things. But to actually do them, you know, I mean, Austin does have sex with strangers, but usually they've been tested.
We've got a call on the line.
Okay, well.
Somebody's calling on the line.
Somebody's calling. Okay, Billy's on the line. Are we going to dump him?
No, nobody's answering.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, so Billy, I don't know, the cousin. I mean, I'm borderline about cousin. I mean, there was a movie in the old days called Cousin Cousine, and I don't know, it's French. I mean, cousins are not exactly like your sister, you know? They're not your mother. How would your family react if they found out?
I don't think they'd care.
Oh, really? Okay, well then, go for it.
What state are you from?
Georgia.
Use protection. Try
Georgia.
Not to, don't have a kid.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Georgia's a lot of incest going on
Absolutely.
There.
You know, I'm not to rag on Georgia, but, you know, I was in northern Georgia at a Waffle House, and everybody in that Waffle House looked alike.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I thought that only happened in West Virginia.
No, that happens in the
that's
South.
That's a Georgia thing.
There's a lot of stuff going on with fucking cousins.
Let me ask you something, heads. Billy. Do you think your other cousins are having sex with each other?
Dirty.
I don't know.
You don't know. Think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's some fodder for your fantasies right there.
Maybe your mom or your dad had sex with a cousin?
Right.
Yeah.
Look at your own nose, mm-hmm. sort of, and see. But does my nose look like another nose that might be here in Georgia? You know, that kind of history is in literature. It's everywhere. And that's part of the human
condition.
Yeah.
In a way.
We look at these things.
And listen, we're all cousins, aren't we? We're cousins with the bonobos. We're certainly cousins with each other.
We've all been related. Fucking each other.
We've all got a common ancestor from Africa with a big dick. Black, and a big black pussy as well. You know, those are our common ancestors.
That's the true condition of our lives, and that's where I never understand the porn star kind of title, but these are the front line shock troops that change the culture, and we change the culture. We change it here. We change it around the world with the technology, which is a military technology, with the beauty of our women. Arafat said the secret weapon is in our bellies.
But that's just because he wants the women to have like 12 children each or 20 children each.
I say that our power is in the shock troops of our porn stars that changed the world.
Well, certainly the porn stars are sex educators.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most people don't see sex any other way than through porn.
Yeah.
You know?
And they are the
Billy,
high...
don't forget about Billy.
Billy.
Yeah, Billy's there. So, Billy, do you have any chance with your cousin? Is she interested in you?
I might have a chance.
Are you good looking?
Are you good looking?
Yeah. You are.
Yeah,
you might have a chance with me, then.
You got money? You got an estate?
He's 19.
He's 19?
Fund?
You got a trust fund or something? What you got going there?
Not much. Right.
You're doing good. You got yourself.
You have a nice penis?
Do you have a nice penis?
Notice I said nice. That could be interpreted in many ways. You're not answering. Do you have a nice penis?
It's 7 inches.
All right. That ain't bad. That's very good. That's very good.
That's good.
Okay. Mm.
And I have started jacking off since we started talking about my cousin.
Is that right?
Okay. Is that right?
Are you going to come for us now?
That.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. We're here.
We want to hear you come for us.
We want to hear Georgia.
Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind. Dick. Okay, so you're thinking about your cousin.
Yeah.
And you like the taboo of being with a cousin. Do you like any other taboos, or is the incest thing your main taboo?
That would be my main one, yeah.
Yeah. And what do you imagine doing with your cousin?
Everything.
Oh, that kind of word, everything. Everything and nothing. Tell me a specific thing.
Do you want to pee on your cousin?
There you go.
Do you want to be hung up on a tree?
Do you want your cousin to pee on you?
Peeing on you?
Or poop on you?
I wouldn't mind peeing on her.
Okay, but not the pooping, right? You're going to draw the line somewhere.
Right.
Okay, you wouldn't mind peeing on her, but not her peeing on you. So don't say everything, because we are the mistresses of everything.
We know everything.
Yeah. Call the horsey. Bring the horse in.
He said everything. I'll get the donkey too. He said everything.
Okay, so are you a good comer? Or are you going to come on command here like a porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah?
All right.
What do you want us to talk about in the 10 seconds to make you come?
It's free.
Maybe talk about my mom.
Your mom?
Your mom.
Okay, well, I'm old enough to be her, that's for sure. So, right. I am your mom. What's she like?
Tell us about your mom.
And then
what does she look like? What is you? Why do you love her so much?
She's about 5'8", brownish hair.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like me at all.
slim body.
Slim
body. Okay, that's
okay.
Me.
Bony.
30-60 boobs.
Yeah. And does she walk around the house, and what does she walk around the house in?
When she's going to sleep, she'll wear panties and a shirt.
Ooh. Mm. Okay, and has she ever caught you masturbating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? What happened when she caught you masturbating?
She said sorry a lot and turned around and said she didn't mean to see me doing that.
Yeah. Aw, that's nice. That's a good mommy. She didn't, like, hit you with a Bible or anything. Aw.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we're all your mommy now, Sarah J., and Austin Taylor and me.
And Max.
Your mommy has hair on her boobs. No, no, no. That was just a joke for the radio audience. Okay, so now, Billy.
Yeah.
You're masturbating in your room, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you happen to leave the door open a crack. And now... Oh, Billy! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. What are you doing?
I'm masturbating, Mom.
Ah, yes. Well, you know, that's perfectly natural, darling. That's okay.
That's okay.
You can just keep doing that while I just sit here and watch. Or would you rather I helped? Maybe I should
love that, Mom.
Help.
You love that,
right?
Don't you?
You would love Mommy to help because Mommy has always helped you since you were a little boy. Mommy helped you when you skinned your knee, put a Band-Aid on it.
When you pissed in your diapers.
By the way, this is just a fantasy, right. All you red states, okay? This is a fantasy. We're not encouraging.
But we are in Georgia.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
So Mommy is going to help you to masturbate now because Mommy knows you have a big test in the morning and you have to get to bed really early. So
yeah.
It's time to get to bed now. Mommy's just wearing a skimpy negligee. Tell him how Mommy's going to suck his cock now, Sarah J.
Well,
yeah.
Back in my day, I used
We're
to use
in
both hands.
We're in a therapy section here.
I used to use both hands on a cock, and I would get it nice and wet.
Is this 7 inches? I don't know if you need both, but...
You can use one and then the other.
Yeah, one and then the other, okay.
One and then the other.
Okay.
One and then... Grip the nuts.
Okay.
There's always room for two hands.
How's that, Billy? Do
huh?
you feel Mommy gripping your cock?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mommy's stroking it now. Austin?
Yes, Mommy is stroking it. And she's going to put it in her mouth. First with the head, real soft and gently. Licking it, taking more in her mouth.
Ooh.
Till it's deep down in her throat.
Do you feel Mommy's mouth wrapped around the head?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, stroke it for Mommy now.
Yeah.
Stroke it for Mommy. Mommy doesn't have all night.
Mommy's warm
Let's
mouth
go.
Is all over your cock.
Stroke it now, Billy. Yes. For your mommy.
Can I shoot my mouth?
Yes,
in?
Shoot it right into Mommy's mouth. Go
mommy
right
will take
ahead.
Care of everything.
Everything.
You're
mommy.
In the middle of therapy.
Mommy takes.
Shoot it.
In all. Yeah.
All the way.
Your issues.
Oh, I'm coming.
All right.
Go ahead. Come
Ooh,
for us.
Yay, Billy.
Yeah, Billy.
Good job, Billy.
Yeah. Good,
Billy.
Good job. Yeah. That's a good boy.
Gold stars for Billy.
Okay.
Hooray for Billy.
Now you got to go clean up, Billy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
yeah.
the best
and
way
then
to
off
keep
to bed
the
with
mommy
you.
Thing. Don't do it with your mom. You know why? Because you're going to have a relationship with your mom for the rest of
your life.
And sometimes sex, it makes it gets
There's
messed.
Some things that are just better left as fantasies,
right.
you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you just had a fantasy. Okay, send me your credit card
And you
number.
Love your mom, and it would be worse for
love
her,
you.
And you don't want to get her into trouble. Your cousin, though, fair game, okay?
Take care.
All right. Let
Bye.
Us know what happened.
Power.
Better yet, just find a nice girl.
Yeah, wow, that was great. That was in Georgia.
Georgia.
We revolutionized one little house, one little man in the house.
All right, and
who
we are
mommy.
Striking towards the midnight hour here. Well,
we
10 minutes.
We got 9 minutes.
We got 9 minutes.
Nine minutes.
Okay. So our number is 1-866-289-7068 if you're in North America. And anywhere else in the world, you can call us at 213-670-0066. We have Brad in Los Angeles. He's right here.
He's and a neighbor.
He wants to know Austin's technique for giving a hand job.
Oh, don't tell him, Austin. Don't tell him. She's so fucking
tease him,
hot.
Austin.
Now tease him. All right? Here we go.
Well, let's see. He's watching on Western.
Let's see what we got.
Okay, Brad.
Here we go.
Hello, Brad? Brad.
Hold it.
Brad.
Whoa. Here we go.
That represents Billy's load.
You're on the air.
Sarah J is now eating with her vacuum technique.
Sarah J is
not. Yeah.
I don't like strawberries, but I like cock.
Right.
Okay, you're on the air.
Hello, Brad.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
Welcome to the Dr. Susan Block Show. Would you like to talk to Austin Taylor?
I would.
I bet you would.
She has her mouth full at the moment.
With white cream.
Right now she's sucking whipped cream.
Hi there, Brad.
How are you, Austin?
I'm doing great. How are you, baby?
I'm great. Fantastic.
What would you like to know?
Well, I'm watching a video of you
in
head, but I'd love to know what your technique is to
give
a
hand.
My technique is?
To give a hand job.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on how big the cock is.
Well, I'm about 6.5 inches.
You're about 6.5 inches? Yeah. Well, it's very important for us to lube it up and get it nice and wet and juicy and slippery.
All right.
And then I always like to start on the head. And since we don't know each other, I'm going to see how sensitive you are by starting softly and getting more rough.
Ooh.
See how you like it.
Yeah,
Austin likes to tease.
Yes, I do. Once I can tell how much pressure you like, then I would work my way down the shaft to the bottom.
Yeah,
I like to hold down the shaft with one hand and squeeze the base.
Mm-hmm.
And jack the head with my other hand.
Jack it, Austin.
Yes, stroke it up.
Are you stroking it now, Brad?
Yes, I am.
Yes, in time to Austin's
Brad, hold the base real tight. Squeeze the base. Almost like your own cock ring with your hand. Then I want you to stroke the head. Make sure it's really wet. If it's not, spit in your hand. Get it wet. Yeah, stroke that cock.
I'm just right now.
Yeah?
I'm so hard.
Are you? Are you rock hard?
Yeah, I'm looking at you.
I think Austin likes you a little bit, Brad.
I know. I wish I could help you stroke that cock, Brad. Imagine that's my hand on your cock right now.
Yeah,
I want you to come really hard for me.
Yeah. Vocalize.
I want you to shoot it everywhere. I want
to hear it. Give it to us. Give it to Austin.
Yes, Brad.
Yes.
Oh, come for me, baby. Oh, yes.
Oh,
it's fucking making me so wet.
I'm going to come, too.
That's romantic.
That's wonderful.
I think that's very romantic.
Yeah, great. Thank you,
Austin. That's beautiful.
Thank you, Brad.
Thank you.
That was hot.
That was very sweet. Really, Austin, you gave him so much love. I felt the love. Did you feel the love, Brad?
He was enjoying that. I had to enjoy it with him. It was a nice moment.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, Brad. Okay. Well, you have to clean up, or did you want to just give Austin a kiss goodnight?
I'll give you a big hug.
Kisses. She's beautiful. Pussy. She's fucking awesomely beautiful.
And now she's licking cream off a strawberry licking. Just like it was your
I'm
load.
Licking your cum up.
She is. She looks so hot doing
she
that.
She's so fucking hot.
So beautiful.
Okay, Brad, you take care. You have a nice night. You take care. Bye.
Wow. Okay, where's Nikki? I mean, excuse me. Oops. Oops. I don't know who I was talking about just then. Nobody. Never mind. But we are almost out of broadcast time here. We are going to introduce the Monkey Rocker in just a moment. And here's Vegas.
I'm so sorry. I had to go to the
You had to go have sex? With the pocket
rocket?
I brought
some cock-sucking candy with me, because I wanted you girls to...
Oh, cock-sucking candy.
Oh, the sour candy? Yeah. You're right.
Please
I'm good right now.
You're
mm.
good.
No, I know about that.
Let me have
I'm
one.
Aware.
Please?
You know, it's another good one, little trick that I use.
How is this cock-sucking candy?
It makes your mouth water. Yeah,
I thought it was candy that was shaped like a cock.
No, it makes your mouth water, so that way you can give good head.
Mm, well, yeah. I better have some now.
Sometimes I swallow Listerine.
Look at her.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Sometimes like I swallow Listerine.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's like a sweet tart.
Would you? All the guys can have one.
It makes your mouth water. So we can have
her mouth is already watering.
It's for pussy eating, too, because yeah. it's good to have your mouth very lubricated.
Old fashioned, you just choke yourself.
Sometimes it doesn't work. I don't know. Listerine does.
But Listerine is so strong. I don't know. This is pretty good.
It's good.
This is good stuff.
What is it?
Okay.
Cock-sucking candy.
Cock-sucking. But it could just as easily be pussy-eating candy.
Whoa, look at this. Whoa. Yum.
Love it. Love it better.
Do that one more time.
Rewind.
We like that cream.
Yeah,
here we go.
Right here.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
And
Austin is now creaming up her whole mouth. Wow.
Taking it down.
Yeah. I knew you had talents. Oral talents. Mm. It was fun to have a fan call you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It was.
Yeah. You get turned on by adulation, I can
I
see.
Mm. It turns me on that I turn other men on.
Yeah, very good. Rita and Ralph.
Rita and Ralph.
We just have a couple minutes. We got to end with Rita and Ralph, and then we're going to have to ride the monkey.
We've got 4 minutes.
Okay, Rita and Ralph. Let's put them on real quick.
Hold on.
Rita and Ralph is a couple that has been calling our show for a couple years now.
Hi.
A hot couple. Very hot.
Hi,
Rita.
Hi, Doctor. How are you?
Good.
We just got to say hello.
Well, hello. Nice to hear from you. You've got to come visit us in our new speakeasy.
I know. I don't know where it's at, but we'd love to someday.
Well, I'm not going to give you the address on the phone. But
I know.
it is downtown, the soul of downtown L.A.
All right. Well, we're not that far from there. We're just up the street in Burbank.
Well, why don't you come over?
Right now?
Yeah, right now.
If you get in the car right now,
that's the way I did it.
Put on some panties. No.
You don't have to put on any panties. Just come over with no panties.
Spontaneous.
Just throw on a raincoat and go.
How are you guys doing? Are you guys doing well? You still having great hot sex?
We're working a lot. And
are you having hot sex?
We're always having hot sex.
Okay, that's what I like to hear.
Good answer.
Yeah.
They had sex on the radio. Couple years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why does that just make me wet?
And the hottest thing, speaking of like hot taboo things, they were neighbors, they married to different people. They fell in lust and then in love, or maybe in love and then in lust. But anyway, they had to be together, and they were together. And then their spouses got kind of mad, of course. And then they wound up having sex with each other, the spouses. And then
they had a baby. Don't forget.
They had a baby. I was getting to that. The spouses, Ralph's wife had a baby from Rita's husband.
Wow.
They're not together anymore. I know, it's just amazing.
Are they all living in the same house now?
No, well, we wouldn't live in the same house.
But it is kind of one big happy family. Not always happy.
I wouldn't say it's a big happy family. They're still bitter, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, that's how families are.
Yeah, you know, that sounds like normal.
The ideal is the enemy of the real.
Families really suck, you know? They're like
sometimes.
Have them call
fascism.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, have them call the show.
How's Ralph?
Ralph is just wonderful as ever. And
is he right there?
He's so nice to look at.
Ralph, are you there?
He's here, but I'm on the phone. So
that's okay. Are you going to give him head tonight?
I give him head every night.
And
then
that's our
girl.
He's not too tired because sometimes he just comes home during the week. Sometimes you know it's like home to crash. He's
you know what? Capitalism has got you tired. It's got you working. It's got you driving. It's got you. It's fucked up, man. Socialism, you get a little this, a little of that.
Listen, if you can't pull it together tonight, come on over next Saturday, yeah. Okay?
Definitely next Saturday.
Definitely next Saturday, okay? I want you to, you know, make sure, put it on your calendar.
I will put it on my telephone calendar, yes.
Okay, and you know Lisa? Like you know Lisa, right?
Huh?
Do you know Lisa? Just
yes,
coordinate
I have,
with Lisa.
I think I have her email somewhere.
Okay. Uh-huh. We want to see you here next Saturday. Got to end the show now.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Well, care,
love you. Love the two of you. Love the whole familia and all of your
okay.
craziness.
Mazel
all right. Do you want me to stay on the phone to get your address or
yeah, yeah,
to email
yeah.
Lisa?
Stay on the phone. Stay on
alrighty.
The phone.
Okay.
We love you.
I'll put you on hold.
Bye, everybody.
Okay.
Bye. Revolution is on. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got to get going to that monkey rocker.
Make love, not war.
Yeah. Make
drop
love, not war.
Drop rockets, not Patriot yeah. missiles.
Control the universe through our sexuality.
Shoot.
It's the most important weapon we have.
Shoot come, not missiles.
There you go.
Make love like it's war.
I was going to say shoot film, not people, but I like that.
I learned from you guys.
Yeah, you know, make it your own. That's what we say.
You're such a great girl next door.
You are, and you're all great. I really have Yay. Enjoyed this session on the radio, and we're going to get up and kind of stretch our legs and check out the
stretch
monkey rocker.
Minds.
And I want to thank Sarah J.
Thank
you so
Yay.
Much.
Thank you, Sarah J.
for coming out to the new speakeasy. And I want to thank Austin Taylor.
Yay,
wow, you really impressed
wow, she's fucking hot,
first
man.
First time on Bella. The Dr. Susan
right.
Block Show. Very hot.
The whole console is shaking.
And the amazing, yeah. sparkly Vegas. It's
Yay.
So wonderful to have you back, darling.
So
I've
nice to see you.
You, guys.
Yeah. you look beautiful.
And Vegas Thanks. Is always available. Well, not
Phone
always,
therapy.
But she is available
whenever
through
she can.
The Dr. Susan Block Show. Oh, actually, through the Dr. Susan Block Institute.
That's right.
Just call 213-670-0066. If you have to call the toll-free number, then you can't afford the rates. So... You know, splurge for a 213 number, 213-670-0066, to talk to Vegas or watch her on webcam.
Yay.
Although tonight she's hanging out with us. So we got to go. Thank you, Max. Thank you, Bonobo Gang.
Bonobos.
Jux Lee, Lisa, our producer.
See, it's that
Hugo,
candy.
Mar, Nori on the bar, and Brandilio, and Eric, and let's see, Hillary on the phones. And I said Nori. Nori is our bartender tonight, also our web programmer. And Chris. And Chris. Thank you, Chris. Chris is shooting films, not people. I did say Jux Lee. That's his name here. Okay. Okay. Jux Lee is shooting fabulous pictures that you can see when you go to drsusanblock.tv/radio. And I want to thank you, my darling listener or viewer of the webcam, in your home, cardboard box, or mansion on a hill. I want you to be good, be happy. Try not to hurt anyone, including yourself. Give pleasure, receive pleasure. Make like the bonobos, not the baboons. Make love to someone you love tonight. Even if that someone is you.
From our house to your house, we're in the V of your crotch. Just like Peyton Place in the 1950s, we're in the crotch. We're there. We love you. And understand this. Not all of us Americans send you bombs. Some of us send you sex. From our house to your house, thank you for having us. And we'll be back next week. Oh, you're so hot.